Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wants the U.S. to play a bigger role in the Arctic, in part to compete with Russia and China. Yesterday, Pompeo addressed the 11th ministerial meeting of the Arctic Council, which wrapped up today in Finland. Victoria Herman is president and managing director of the Arctic Institute. That's a think tank focused on the region. Victoria, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So this is a meeting that happens roughly every 2 years. Representatives from countries that border the Arctic Ocean meet to discuss pressing issues. China wants to be a part of that discussion. Let's listen to a little bit of what the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had to say about that yesterday in Finland.
Beijing claims to be a near Arctic state, yet the shortest distance between China and the Arctic is 900 miles. There are only Arctic states and not Arctic states. No third category exists, and claiming otherwise entitles China to exactly nothing.
What about that, Victoria?
Well, unfortunately, Secretary Pompeo is incorrect. In the Arctic Council, there is a third category, observer states, and China has been an observer state since 2013. They are allowed to be at Arctic Council ministerial meetings and are there to engage in scientific cooperation and collaboration, not just with the states, but also with indigenous groups.
What is China's interest in the Arctic?
China has a number of interests in the Arctic. One is that scientific cooperation. They have, of course, have economic ambition, having investment in Greenland, in Iceland, and in the polar shipping routes from eastern to western markets.
Pompeo also took aim at Russia, which has expanded its military presence in the region. He described it as a pattern of aggressive Russian behavior in the Arctic. What about the interests of Russia? And is there a possibility of military conflict in the Arctic anytime soon?
There's no real possibility of hot military conflict in the Arctic. The most aggressive actor in this ministerial meeting has been the United States. And for the first time since it was established in 1996, the Arctic Council ministerial meeting has not reached a joint declaration. That is because the United States did not want to sign onto any declaration that included the words climate change. But Russia is really putting more investment, more infrastructure, and more people back into its Cold War sites. There hasn't been much more than that, and most of that is focused on getting that infrastructure in place to capture the ships that will be going through the Northern Sea Route.
Now, climate change is obviously a key part of what's going on in the Arctic because as the seas warm, there are shipping routes that are opening up and all kinds of changes will happen as a result of more ability to pass through the Arctic, which much of it is in ice right now.
Absolutely. Each year, we are seeing a few more ships go through the Northern Sea Route, which hugs the Russian coastline. Ultimately, there are three sea routes that connect eastern to western markets, but those will need to wait till more ice melts in the north. And even when we see longer ice-free summers, there's still uncertainty over where those ice flows will be and ensuring that we still have ice-capable ships going through.
When you say the North, I just can't get Game of Thrones out of my head at this moment.
A lot of similarities.
That's Victoria Herman, who is president and managing director of the Arctic Institute. Victoria, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.